Trump administration sends $9.4 billion rescissions package to House. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 3, 2025. The Trump administration sent a $9.4 billion rescissions package to the House of Representatives that would eliminate wasteful foreign aid spending at the Department of State and USAID, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, revealed. In a joint statement, Johnson, Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, and Representative Lisa McClain, Army, highlighted how Republicans could now fulfill their mandate and continue codifying into law a more efficient federal government. Today, the House has officially received the rescissions request from the White House to eliminate $9.4 billion in wasteful foreign aid spending at the State Department and USAID and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds NPR and PBS, Johnson said in a post on X now that this wasteful spending by the federal government has been identified by DOJ, quantified by the administration, and sent to Congress. House Republicans will fulfill our mandate and continue codifying into law a more efficient federal government. This is exactly what the American people deserve, the statement continued. Next week, we will put the rescissions bill on the floor of the House and encourage all our members to support this common sense measure. The House Oversight Committee also confirmed in a post on X that the White House had sent Congress a $9.4 billion rescissions package, which included $1.1 billion in cuts to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds NPR and PBS. These outlets attacked the America First agenda on the taxpayer's dime, the House Oversight Committee wrote. We're ready to stop this propaganda machine. The reports that a rescissions package had been sent to Congress comes after Director of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, Russell Vought revealed during an interview with Fox News host Larry Kudlow that a rescission package with DOJ cuts would be sent to Congress. So, rumor has it that we've got a big rescission package, an Elon Musk DOJ rescission package coming up, can you confirm it? Kudlow asked. I can, Vought answered. We'll be spending that up on Monday or Tuesday. Whenever the EU is back in session, they will get our first rescissions bill. And, again, this has been proposed and we've talked about it. We want to make sure that Congress passes its first rescissions bill, including the DOJ, and we will send more if they pass it. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, issued a statement describing the White House sending the $9.4 billion rescissions package to Congress as being another promise made. Promise kept by President Donald Trump and his administration. With our national debt soaring at an alarming $36 trillion, this rescissions package takes serious steps to ensure hard-earned dollars of American citizens are not funding woke and weaponized programs around the world in the cloak of foreign aid or public broadcasting that can only be described as politically biased, Marshall said. In a press release, Marshall noted that under the Impoundment Control Act, ICA, the Trump administration may transmit a request to Congress to rescind previously appropriated funds through a rescissions package.